Well, Matthew wrote his gospel probably somewhere in the area of modern Turkey, probably in Antioch, around that area, somewhere between the years 80 and 90 AD. So Matthew would have been writing specifically for his own community, those who were already Christians. The gospels were never aimed at, initially anyway, at people outside the church. And he would have been trying to explain to that community, again, who Jesus was, but in language that they could understand. So he would be, as it were, translating the gospel from a village background or an agricultural background into a more modern Greek, modern in their sense, Greek culture. And that's what he was trying to do. So he would, for example, I can give one example of, we talk about the Beatitudes, where Jesus goes up a mountain and speaks the Beatitudes, at least that's the way it's written. And there's all sorts of symbolism there, like Moses went up the mountain to talk to God, so Jesus goes up the mountain to give his program, if you like, for the gospel. Whereas in Luke's gospel, or one of the earlier gospels, Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor." Matthew elaborates that and says, "Jesus, blessed are the poor in spirit." Because he was talking to people who weren't necessarily poor, and yet they should be poor in spirit. That is, that they should look out for and be on the side of the poor and the outcasts of society. So therefore he had to explain what being poor meant. It didn't necessarily mean that each member of the community was poor, but that they should be on the side of the poor. So that's one of the ways that Matthew's gospel would be different from another gospel.
Now, one of the Gospels at this time of the year during Lent that's, you know, I suppose people would link in with is the temptations one where Jesus went away for 40 days. Can you just tell us a bit about that, maybe elaborate on that one?
Well, again, there's a whole lot of Jewish scripture in the background here, what we'd call the Old Testament. The idea of 40 days comes from the fact that the Jews wandered in the desert for 40 days after the escape from Egypt. But if you think about it, temptations are something that normally are very private. And certainly there was no author sitting out in the desert on a stone behind a rock writing down what Jesus was being tempted about. The temptations are about power. They're the temptations that Jesus went through in his own life, as we see in some of the other Gospels. For example, his followers wanted to come and make him king at one stage. And Jesus says, "No, that's not what I'm about." Another temptation would be to perform miracles as a show himself off or to show off. And again, Jesus would say, "No, that's not the reason. If I do a miracle, if I cure somebody, I cure them because I want to heal them, not for any other reason." So the temptations are all things about things that affect us in life. I mean, it's about ambition. It's about, you know, climbing the social ladder. It's about pushing people out of the way so that I can become number one. So they're all very relevant to our lives as they are to the lives of the people who Matthew was writing for. There's the temptation to power. There's the temptation to worship the devil in that sense. In other words, that's the temptation to evil, to put number one first. There's a temptation to turn stones into bread. Again, these would be ways of saying that Jesus, like us, was tempted in all things, but that he didn't give in to those temptations.
I see here where in the exercises you have at the end of the gospel stories, you ask us to imagine what changes of mind, heart, and conduct are called for in order to be a true disciple of Jesus.
I think that's the question that comes out all the time. Jesus often uses the word repent, and very often Christians would sort of say, well, repent means asking forgiveness for your sins, but it means much more than that. It means having a change of, looking at the world in a different way, having a change of mind. In other words, how do I look at the world? How do I see people in particular? Do I regard people as important because they're rich? whereas the people who are poor are unimportant. That's the way society tends to regard them. Jesus says, no, you have to look at things in a different way and see that everybody is important. A change of mind, that will be a change of mind, looking at the world in a different way. A change of heart means reaching out to people with your heart, in other words, in a heartfelt sort of way. That it's not just that I say, well, oh yeah, I'll change my mind. And then it has to translate into what I do. How do I treat other people? How do I react to them? How do I regard them? I can think of, for example, of a story a number of years ago, and I was invited to a party once, and it was given by a man who was pretty wealthy, and I joined the group, and there were a whole lot of people there. And they were all talking about the stocks and shares and the rise and fall of stocks and shares. And they turned to me and didn't know who I was. And they sort of said, what do you think? I said, well, I said, I don't really know much about stocks and shares and so on. And they sort of turned away from me. And I was a bit of a nobody in that situation. And afterwards, they went up. When I'd left, they went up to my friend Brian and they said, who was that Philip Fogarty that was in our group? That funny character. Brian said, oh, he's a headmaster. He's a headmaster of a big school. And they named the school Congos. And they said, oh, headmaster. Oh, he's a headmaster. Who is he? In other words, I suddenly gained social status. And I was of some importance and note. Whereas when I was just a teacher, which I'd said to them I was, then I was nobody. So I think when we talk about a change of action, a change of heart, mind, and action, we're talking about the way we regard people. Just as, in a way, these people looked at me and said, well, he's a nobody because he was just a teacher, and then suddenly he becomes somebody because he's headmaster of a famous school.